Yankees Passion Podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Yankees Passion Podcast. It's your boy, Freddie, coming at you with episode number 87. And the Yankees have just finished up a series against the Arizona D-backs. And, man, it was kind of like a back and forth, but ultimately good little series there. Listen, this was a great little start to the season. I mean, you're going to face the Astros four games and then the National League champions three games. If you would have told me before the season started, hey, we're going to face the Astros in Houston and the Diamondbacks in Arizona the first seven games, and we're going to go 6-1, I would have signed up for that instantly. I mean, that's more than what I would expect, to be honest with you. Those are two very, very good teams, and the Yankees did their thing. And the one game that they lost, they didn't even show up. So, I mean, you would have liked it to be a little bit more competitive if you're going to lose, for sure. But I'm not going to really dwell on that too much because, really, it's not deserved. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. They bounced back. They finished it off. And, listen, the main thing is to win series. Obviously, you want to have your sweeps here and there. But realistically, you just want to win series. That's usually good things happen when you win series. Okay, that should be main focus throughout the season. I wouldn't even look at records so much. If I'm like a player, I'm literally, it works for the playoffs, it works for the World Series, it works for the whole sport. Don't even look at anything but let's win the series, because that works for everything. When you're in the playoffs, what do you got to do? Win the series. When you're in the World Series, what do you got to do? Win the series. When you're in the season, just win series. Just have that mindset, and it sets you up nicely for the rest of the season and especially in the playoffs. Now, obviously, that's easier said than done, but that's the mindset that you have to really have coming in. I think if we do that, we'll be in good shape. So, I mean, listen, the offense is pretty much on point right now. There was definitely a rough patch there, you know, coming from Tuesday's game into even Wednesday's game. There was a point where the Yankees, I think, did not score a run since like the third inning on Monday, I think is what they said. Let me just double check. Since the third inning on Monday, we scored that three run third where we took the lead 5-1, and then we ended up finishing that game off on Monday 5-2, which is good. I mean, listen, I'm not even going to blame. That's fine. I mean, yeah, obviously you want to try and get a little bit more insurance after the third inning, but you're playing a great team. You have to be able to close games out when you score five runs. I mean, five runs should be enough to win games. You have to close it out, and we did. We did exactly what our job was supposed to be. Then we didn't score at all on Tuesday. We got completely shut out. And in all fairness, listen, I've seen Zach Gallen. He's a great pitcher. He's not going to, get you with stuff, per se. He's more of a command guy, but he knows how to command his pitches very well, and it showed. He really did shut us out. So, yeah, there was a time where we literally didn't score a run all the way from Monday at the third inning, and we didn't score until Wednesday, yesterday, in the second inning. So, yeah, there was definitely a rough patch, but listen, again, the Yankees did what the Yankees needed to do, which was get the win and close out the series. Now, as far as how every game went, so Monday we had, let me see, we had Luis Gil pitching. Yeah, Luis Gil, man, he looks great, okay? That guy has the combination of stuff and command, and when those two are on point, it's not easy to hit that man. I obviously think that they took Gil out a little early. I think he could have finished off the fifth inning for sure. I think he deserved it, but you know, this is today's game. They're not going to take any chances. And listen, maybe that was the right call, being it was a 5-2 win. You never know. It's easy to say that when we won 5-2, and if we would have left him in there and then they hit another home run, I mean, you know, who knows how the game would have went. Now, Luis Hill had a fantastic, man, that guy hits like 100 miles an hour right on the black, and then he'll throw that fucking looping breaking ball. So, I mean, good luck hitting that dude. And you know what was really good? What did I say after the Houston series? I'm not worried about Judge, right? Judge looked a lot better, especially Wednesday. Looked a lot better at the plate. I was noticing that they were also, I mean, listen, these guys get scouting reports. I noticed that they were trying to throw that curveball to Judge like they were doing all fucking weekend. That curveball down and away off the plate by a lot. And he was chasing that. And he did not chase that as much. And he looked a lot more controlled when it comes to the strike zone, especially on Wednesday. I feel like we talk about this every year. I'm just going to bring it out there. I don't understand how umpires still to this fucking day, the guy's been in the league for how many years, they still call the low pitch on Aaron Judge. It's absolutely absurd. I don't understand how nobody says like it's statistically, they, you want to talk statistics. It's more than any other player. Does he get called balls for strikes, especially that low pitch, like more than any other player. And I don't know how the fuck nobody goes, hey, assholes, Aaron Judge is 6 foot fucking seven, you dick. You know, his knees are like up here, not down here, like every other player. You moron. Like, I don't know how that's not being said. I really don't. But anyway, it doesn't matter because it all worked out anyway. After Monday's 5-2 victory, Volpe, man, Volpe on Monday, Jesus Christ. So this guy came out after having an illness. And listen, what did he have, 5-for-5 on Monday? If I'm not mistaken, okay, 4-for-4. He went 4-for-4, man. Volpe is looking fantastic. He looks way better at the plate. He looks, I mean, he only, there was saying during the game that he only had like 3 swings and misses and a total of like a whole bunch of pitches that he's seen. He's seen more pitches than any other player. I mean, like, he's just looking really, really good at the plate. Which is very promising, man. If and he's so young. If he could just get the fielding with the hitting, boy, we have a great, 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 great shortstop to come. So I'm excited for that. Oswaldo Cabrera cooled off a little bit during the weekend. But, you know, nothing. It was hard to really see. He did get that RBI on Monday. So, I mean, it was more towards Tuesday and Wednesday. He cooled off a little bit. He went 0-for-4 on Wednesday. He went 1-for-2 on Tuesday. So, I mean, he cooled off, which is expected. I mean, you're not going to be hot all the time. And again, nobody was doing anything on Tuesday. The only people that got hits were Soto, Volpe, and Cabrera. So, I mean, give him kudos for that. Let's talk about the game Wednesday, because that's really the game of the week. That game was crazy yesterday. So, the Yankees, again, it was a really slow start. Okay, so they had those 2 runs to come off the bat in the 4th inning. So we were down 1-0. Aaron Judge hits the 2-run homer, which was great to see, especially opposite field. Great swing. The power's there. I was not worried. Aaron Judge looked great, okay? So he had that 2-run homer to give us a 2-1 lead. Then it was a very, very close game. The whole way. Obviously, the Diamondbacks came back with that run to tie it up in the 5th to make it 2-2. But it was a very well competitive pitched game. You had Rodon that looks fucking great. I mean, yes, he gave up 7 hits, but he really did look good, man. I'm like, the only thing I would say about these pitch first of all, and this kind of goes with the Nestor Cortez situation too. I wish that they would, and I guess it's easier said than done. When you're a lefty pitching to a righty, you have to go inside outside a lot more. I understand the up and down. I would almost say more left to right when you're pitching to righties as a lefty, because what you should do is soft away. I mean, obviously you can mix it up. You can't just be so predictable. But I noticed that Nestor was having trouble hitting the outside corner with that off speed, that changeup or anything really, even the slurve especially. He was really missing with his slurve all night, which is what they were really hitting him on. So I guess, I mean, he's probably trying to, and his command was just really off. But even with Don, like, he looked great. Don't get me wrong. Like, he was jamming guys inside with the up, with the fastball, with the upper 90 fastball. He was hitting 97, 98. Which is really good to see, because I think last year, I barely saw him hit 97. I think it was more in the 95, 94 range. And that becomes way more hittable, especially if you don't miss, you hit your spot. So I would like to see Rodon kind of have that, throw that little 12-6 curveball a little bit more on the outside, or that changeup on the outside, to mix it up with the fastball. And I think that that hit number will go down a little bit. And then obviously gave up the two home runs. I think that would go down a little bit, because it becomes a lot harder to a righty to see when you're going soft away and you have that jam fastball. I mean, it's very hard to pick up. But, I mean, listen, that's just nitpicking, really, as far as Rodon. Cortez definitely has to, you know, that's two starts now where it's almost like, it's funny, I was watching the game with my dad, and I even brung this up to him. Like, I noticed that with Cortez, like, he has, like, that rough first inning, and then he looks pretty good for the rest of the game. So usually what that tells you is that he's not warming up properly. I don't know if it's that, if it's necessarily that he's not warming up enough, or he's not warming up hard enough. Like, maybe he's kind of just too relaxed when he's warming up. Maybe he has to treat it a little bit more game-like, per se. Because that's now two games where he's come into the game looking not great right off the bat. And like I said, that usually tells me that it's a bad start. Again, he gave up the three runs in the first, and then he was on point pretty much the rest of the game. He really was on point for the rest of the game. It wasn't until the seventh that they got another three runs. So, I mean, again, that's five innings pitched, three earned runs. It's not terrible. It's just that it's hard when you give it up right in the first inning. So, again, I think that if Cortez, next start out, maybe warm up a little bit more, warm up a little bit harder, warm up earlier. I don't know what it is, but that first inning, he seems to not have it down. So that's the only thing I'll say about Cortez. Listen, so Wednesday, we end up winning the game 6-5 on a crazy ending. So, again, you have Judge with the two-run homer. I'm sorry, not the two-run homer. What am I talking about? Judge was 2-for-4. Oh my God, I'm blanking out here. Yeah, Judge did hit the two-run homer. What am I talking? Fucking listen to myself the first time. But Judge goes 2-for-4. He looked great, man. He's looking great. So again, we're going in 2-2. We go into the 10th inning. It was a pitching duel pretty much from there on out. Again, Rodon looked great. Ian Hamilton, let me tell you, Ian Hamilton's becoming my new favorite fucking relief pitcher. That guy is a horse, and he has some great stuff, man. I am really liking Ian Hamilton. I liked him last year, but I mean, he's becoming like my favorite relief pitcher. Holmes is a scary pitcher, but I mean, he gets it done. It could just be that we're spoiled from watching Mariano Rivera my whole life, that I just feel like every closer should just be, you know, a lot more stable and 1-2-3 type of guy. And maybe that's what it is, because Holmes does get it done, but it's just he's a little rough sometimes. But nonetheless, so Verdugo finally comes alive and hits a big two-run homer in the 10th to make it 4-2. And then, of course, in the bottom of the inning, we had a couple of hiccups there where we gave him the, they got, honestly, it was a lot of really soft ground balls. I mean, it wasn't anything that was really hit, where they got the extra two runs to tie it up. But what happens? The man, Judge, big RBI double. Obviously, we had the first run with the balk, but man, Judge coming through clutch. He looked really good in that game, really good at bats. And we ended up winning the game 6-5 to, again, win the series 2 games out of 3. And that's all you can listen. 6-1 against the Houston Astros and Arizona Diamondbacks that were in the World Series last year, National League champions. I'll take 6-1, man. It feels really good going home back to New York with a 6-1 record. Now, we are going to be playing the Toronto Blue Jays on Friday. It's a 1 o'clock start tomorrow. This is an interesting series because the Blue Jays just came off of playing the Tampa Bay Rays and the Houston Astros, and they're not looking very Blue Jay-ish. Which, see, the way I always look at games, right? When I see a team that I know is better than what they're playing, I get a little nervous when you play them. Because, okay, Toronto is 3-4, okay? But this is not a team that I think is going to be that bad. So it's like a nice little test for the Yankees to kind of see how they treat it. Because I'm telling you right now, the Blue Jays are going to come into this series this weekend wanting to make a statement. They're a team that's going to that has the offense to make a statement. So I'm hoping that the Yankees are ready. And just play competitive games and, again, win series. Let's win 2 out of 3, man. Let's win 2 out of 3. I want to win series. I really want to win series. We have Stroman coming in. He'll be pitching game 1, okay? And then we're going to have, of course, Clark Schmidt, I would guess, on Saturday. And then Luis Gil on Sunday. So we should win 2 out of those 3 games. I really feel like we could. The one thing about Toronto is their pitching is not fantastic. So I'm hoping that the Yankees can take advantage of that. And hopefully Judge stays where he's at. Hitting-wise, he looks a lot better. Juan Soto is looking still good. I mean, he cooled off a tad bit, but not really. I mean, he still had great at-bats. I mean, I don't even want to say he's cooled off because he really hasn't. But let's see. Verdugo, let's hope Verdugo can come through and maybe he's starting to warm up. Man, it's an interesting lineup, man. If you have Torres coming alive, if you have Soto being Soto, Judge being Judge, Rizzo is a guy that, I mean, he didn't look too bad. And if we can have a lefty with Rizzo come back to being the Rizzo that we know, along with Volpe looking fantastic to start the year, Verdugo to come alive, I mean, shit, right there, that's a fantastic lineup. Cabrera can come back. I really like this lineup. If, again, just got to stay consistent and stay healthy. That's really what it comes down to. But I am very excited for this series. This is a good one, man. Now we're playing our division. We're going to be playing Toronto Blue Jays, okay? 3-game set. A hungry for wins Blue Jay team with a team that is kind of on high cotton right now. And we have to see how they react to a team that's going to come in hungry. And we have to hope that we can stay just as hungry because we can't be too relaxed. Okay, we have to try and take 2 out of 3. But anyway, guys, what a great series. I'm excited. Yankees did fantastic. I can't ask for more. One bad game in the total of 7 is not going to fucking piss me off. Okay, 6-1 against 2 great teams. Can't ask for more. Great way to start the season, and let's hope that we can continue this and feel pretty good going into the weekend, after the weekend. But anyway, guys, I'm going to get on out of here. Yankees Passion Podcast, baby. Yankee baseball, the chase for 28 is on. Let's go, Yankees.
Yankees Passion Podcast.